Dear brothers in Islam, Allah created the human being in the best of forms. He made him benefit from what is in the sky and on earth. He endowed him with a mind, tongue, lips, eyes, and ears, so that one uses these organs in the accepted way to gain reward from Allah by obeying him and by being obedient. Among the sins of the heart, which harms other Muslims, is to be arrogant. Arrogance is divided into two types, as mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrated by Muslim. The first type is to reject the truth. This occurs when one knows that the other person is saying the truth, but despite that, rejects the truth because the one saying it is poor, has less power, is of the opposite gender, or the like. The second type is for the person to look highly to oneself while looking down on others, because Allah gave one a lot of money, power, or due to other matters. Arrogance is an enormous sin. On the day of judgment, the arrogant people will be in their human shape, but have the size of small ants. Other people will step on them, but they will not die. Their punishment on that day will be fitting to their sin. Brothers in Islam, you are urged to humble yourself. The Messenger of Allah was once preaching to the companions when he urged them to humble themselves by saying, "You are inattentive of one of the most virtuous acts of worship, humbling yourself." In this directive, he was addressing one, only a particular few among the companions, and not all of them. Needless to mention that the elite companions like Abu Bakr, Umar, and others like them were extremely humble. Our master Umar ibn al-Khattab was extremely humble. Once he dressed in the appropriate clothing for Friday prayer, on his way to the mosque, drops of water and blood from the spout extending from Al-Abbas' home fell on him. The blood came from two chooks that had been slaughtered on the rooftop and was being cleaned away with water. He went and washed off the blood stains and said, "That spout needs to be removed." It was removed. When Al-Abbas realized it was removed, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who placed it, so he went to Umar ibn al-Khattab and told him that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the one that placed it in that place. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, without hesitation, although he was the caliph of the time, he said, "Then it shall be restored as it was." Not only that, he told Al-Abbas to climb on his back to replace it. Here he is, the caliph of all believers, Umar al-Faruq, the one known for his sharpness in differentiating between right and wrong, telling Al-Abbas, who is the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to climb on his back in a gesture of humility to help him restore this power. He insisted that Al-Abbas climb on his back and restore this power. In the end, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, the Exalted, to make us among those who are humble and righteous. Ameen.